So you've been wanting to do a vlog now that we're doing all of this shelter in place, but your audio sounds like all of this stuff going on around you. What can you do about it? Well, this week on Hands on Tech, I got a mic that's going to help with that.
Hands on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hey everybody, I'm Ed Pruitt and this is Hands on Tech here on Twit TV. Hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about audio for your vlogs. Because I know right now a lot of you folks are practicing shelter in place orders like we are here in the Northern California area, and your creativity has been hampered just a touch, and you're trying to find some different things to do with your photography and with your videography. And I know a lot of people are doing a little bit more vlogging nowadays, trying to show a little bit more of the behind the scenes or a little bit more of their day-to-day life as they shelter in place. But there's a couple things you have to consider with that vlog. And one of the main things is the audio. Okay, so a lot of people are using different cameras, whether it's their smartphone or whether it's a fancy little small mirrorless camera, or like me, I like to use the old DSLR, old school DSLRs, that is. But none of that matters because you have to have some really good audio before for your listeners and viewers to even just consider following on through with that full episode. Because if your audio sounds pretty bad and pretty craptastic, I guarantee you they're going to turn it off within the first 20 seconds. Look it up. It's on the analytics. Okay, so this week, got a nice cool shotgun microphone from the folks at Sennheiser, and this is the MKE-400, and this is called a shotgun mic because it has a smaller pickup pattern on the front of it. Let me see if I can show it to you on the screen. Like most microphones, yeah, they are round and in cylinder shape, and one would assume that a microphone is going to pick up audio from all around that cylinder. Well, that's not the case with all microphones. You have what they call cardioid microphones and supercardioid microphones, where the pattern of pickup is going to be a lot more narrow. And when it's a narrow pickup pattern, that's going to allow a bunch of the ambient sound to be just totally cut out from the microphone and only picking up what is the true focus of the microphone. For example, if I was to just point this particular mic that I'm using right now, our wonderful Heil PR40 mics, and just moved it away, you're not going to be able to hear me quite as much as I get off of the axis of the pickup. That's the same with a good shotgun mic when you're using what you're using for your vlogs. But let me talk a little bit more about the Sennheiser MKE-400. It comes with a battery pack that takes a AAA battery, and they're offering up to 300 hours of battery life on these things. I haven't had it that long to be able to test that and say, hey, it lives up to that. So I'm not going to say that it does, but I do have some thoughts about that. More on that in a minute. This thing is really, really nice. It's got a metallic build to it. It's not all plasticky and flimsy. It's really good, sturdy build quality. It attaches to the top of your camera using a standard hot shoe mount. Well, this is actually a cold shoe because there's no electronics on it, but you do just slide it on the top of your DSLR or your mirrorless camera and screw it down into place. It also has a little bit of a shock absorption shock mount on it. So just in case you're moving around and you're shaking a little bit, the microphone is not going to pick up the vibrations of the mic being jostled around and shaky. That's a really good feature to have with any microphone, whether it's a standard studio mic or even a shotgun mic like this one here. It comes with additional features far as the sound quality. You get these two audio gains on it. You have a high and a low audio gain. The low audio gain is for if you're using it in a setting that's a little bit closer to your subject. The higher audio gain is built more so if you're out with the person is sort of standing far away from the camera. One more thing to note on this is the actual switch, because I mentioned it has battery power. That means you have to turn it off and on. Now notice this power switch has three different settings. It has the off, then it has this middle low pass filter, and then it has the actual on button. The difference between those two with the on power is going to pick up all of those frequencies. It is designed to pick up from 40 hertz to 20 kilohertz on the audio spectrum. When you turn it set to the low pass filter, that's when the microphone is going to do its very best to filter out the lower frequencies, particularly wind noise that is coming through if you're outside or just standing near like a vent or something like that. It'll try to filter that out. So it's only going to pick up the good sound, the voice, the vocals that you're trying to demo or pick up for your vlog. In my experience, I can't say that it particularly worked well, because every time I've tested it out, the wind has just been unbelievable here in Northern California. I don't care what microphone you're going to use. That wind was just so strong and so loud. Every mic is going to pick it up. It is what it is. I've tried it with a couple different mics, and it was no different in my test with the Sennheiser MKE 400. So that's not a knock on them. It's just my testing environment wasn't quite up to snuff at that time. But I do like the idea of it, and I get that. That's a good feature. The difference between having a shotgun mic on your camera versus using the internal mic on your camera is, again, the cardioid pickup pattern. Internal microphones are what they call omnidirectional, so it's going to pick up sound from all around the device, and that's not particularly good. In addition to that, it's picking up a lot more of the frequencies that you don't want to hear. For example, if you want to take it outside and vlog with it, say you're just walking down the road and just talking into it, it's going to be able to hear you, but it's also going to hear every car that passes you. It's going to hear everybody in the yard outside playing. It's going to hear every dog barking, or in my case, it's probably going to hear all of the extra construction that's happening in the backyard of the neighbor's house. It could be pretty annoying, and you don't want that inside of your vlog, and it'd take a lot of time to try to edit that stuff out in post, which is damn near impossible. What I want to do is show you a quick example of the audio quality visually using Adobe Audition in part of my testing here. So let's switch on over to my computer screen here, and I'm going to show you Adobe Audition. So now what we have is the waveform here at the top in the black and green section of the screen, and at the bottom where there's orange and purple and red, that is the spectral display of the audio that's coming through. This first section here that I'm highlighting, this is without using the Sennheiser MKE 400 shotgun mic. And then this little part here, that is when I switch the microphone power on. That's basically the switch just kicking in. And now this last section is the part that is recorded using the shotgun mic from Sennheiser. So let's take a quick listen just to hear how it sounds.
The internal microphone on the camera, lots of wind being picked up, lots of ambient sound being picked up. I should be using a shotgun mic that's going to only pick up this tighter cardioid pattern. So let's switch to...
All right, so now you could hear in that particular demo all of the extra wind that was blowing on the microphone. And again, that's a lot of control that I didn't have. Even if I were to put an additional dead cat wind muff on it, it's still not going to block that out. But in addition to the wind, you could hear all of the extra stuff going on in the background. And if you look at the spectral display here on the bottom, you'll notice there is a lot of purple being picked up in these higher frequencies, as well as in the lower frequencies, that bright orange and the reds that are starting to peek through. That's the brighter the colors, the more amplitude that there is. And especially seeing the purple in the higher frequencies, that just shows you it's picking up a lot of ambient sound, like the birds chirping, the bugs that are flying around. And that's not very good. So now, on the contrast, let's take a listen to how it sounds with the actual Sennheiser MKE 400. I'm going to give you just a few more seconds with the the internal mic, and then we'll switch it over.
We'll be using a shotgun mic that's going to only pick up this tighter cardioid pattern. So let's switch to that. This is using the Sennheiser MKE-400 microphone, not picking up as much of the ambient sound. It's still out there, but it's nowhere near as distracting.
Okay, now that is a big difference. Now take a look at the spectral display again, as well as just look at the waveform. Let's look at the waveform first. First, the waveform is a lot higher in values when you look up here at the top. It says that I'm hitting right around negative 6 dB, and that's quite a bit louder than the internal mic setting. That's because of that particular switch that I showed previously on the microphone, where you can tell it, hey, I'm standing pretty close or standing far away from the microphone. I flipped it to say that I'm standing far away, even though I'm standing pretty close to the microphone, just to show that the input gain has a really big difference in picking up your audio. So in addition to the amplitude being a little bit louder, look down at the spectral display. You'll see that you have the orange and yellow colors in there are a lot brighter in those higher frequencies, where it's actually picking up my voice and not picking up all of that extra purple that we were looking at a few minutes ago. So you don't hear the birds as much. You don't hear the construction as much. It's still there in the scene because I didn't move. I'm still standing in the same spot here at the yard. But the microphone did a really good job of cutting all of that extra information out. Very, very nice. So now, my final thoughts on the MKE-400 from Sennheiser. I like this microphone. It sounds really good. My main concern is the battery power. I'm not a big fan of battery-powered microphones on the go. It's nice that they don't require special batteries. You can use just a standard AAA battery. But I have been in a situation where there's times where I forget to turn that switch off on that microphone and pick it up at a later day or a later time in the day. And next thing I know, I'm not getting any audio picked up from my mic because the power is dead. It is convenient that it uses a 3.5 millimeter TRS connection on it, which is pretty much standard on all cameras, but I wish it had some sort of phantom power to power it and give you just that extra convenience and not worrying about packing extra batteries or charging extra batteries. Even though it is 300 hours of a particular continuous audio, but I just don't want to think about that extra switch and that extra fail to happen on my shoot. You can get this wonderful microphone for $200 online. We will put a link in the show notes or the video description so you can check it out for yourself, just in case you're interested. I think it sounds really, really good. It is not going to sound like a studio microphone because that's a whole different design, but this will definitely, definitely sound so much better than the internal microphone that you're using on your camera right at this moment. All right, folks, that is going to do it for this week's episode of Hands on Tech. I thank you all for all of the continuous support here on Twit TV. Make sure you subscribe to my shows, Hands on Photography and Hands on Wellness. And make sure you're following me over on Twitter at @Ant_Pruitt. And I'd love to hear from you and interact with you. Thank you all so much. And we'll see you next time here on Hands on Tech. Take care.
Hey folks, it's Micah Sargent here, co-host of Smart Tech Today right here on twit.tv. Every single week, Matthew Casanelli and I sit down to talk about smart tech for the week. That's right. It can get kind of complicated, but there's a lot of news out there. There's a lot of products to dig through. There are a lot of questions to answer, and we try to do that all every single week. From voice assistants to wearables to smart garage door openers and lights, there's so much to cover and, well, so little time. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/STT. Huh, that rhymes.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.